Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget all the things you can do there, including checking out our new blog, Jim's blog. That's there on the website, on the homepage, you can on the top left. Or you can go directly to Jim's blog by going to jimsblog.biz. I'm excited about having June Reed back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. June is senior consultant with the U.S. Mission Iraq Reconstruction Management Office in Baghdad, Iraq. She's a great American. She's now in her second year as a volunteer helping the Iraqis get their country off the ground. And I'm glad to say that she's our good friend, June Reed. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's always a pleasure to speak with you and every one of your listeners.
It's good to have you here, and I just want you to know, I know we've said it to you before, but I just want you to know that here in America, we are so proud of you and the commitment that you've made to the Iraqis, and we're so proud of your spirit and your efforts and the dedication that you're giving to the Iraqis.
Well, that's very nice of you, but all the coalition forces add a great deal that everybody's pulling together.
Right.
And including all the Iraqis are doing very courageous things.
We can't lose sight of that, can we, how courageous the Iraqis
Absolutely
are?
Absolutely not. Yeah. Absolutely not. They're terrific people.
Let's talk a little bit about some of the things that are going on right now. There was a sort of a deadline of yesterday of getting the Constitution completed, but it didn't get done, and they put the deadline off for a week. And you know, let's help us put what happened yesterday in perspective. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think it's very, very clear and very easy to put that in perspective. These are very hardworking, dedicated people who have been making a great deal of compromises, working on extremely hard issues. If you can recall back to our developing our Constitution in the United States, all the various national and local issues that are brought into one focal point when you start talking about a document that you hope will last and be the foundation of your country. They have been working very hard, and they are dedicated and very responsible individuals, and determined that they would have an even better document that would serve more people even better if they could just have a small bit of time. They didn't ask for a full extension for 6 months. They didn't walk away from a process. They stepped up to the plate and said, we can have even a better constitution to present to the people to vote if we just have a small bit more of time.
Nobody,
7 days in the big picture is not very much.
It's a breath. It's a blink of an eye compared to the deliberative process that it took our country to develop our Constitution, which took, June, as you know, took 13 years for our country to develop a Constitution that's lasted now over 225 years. And June, when you think about what happened this week, nobody drew any swords. Nobody pulled any guns. Nobody. There was no fisticuffs. There was energetic language, but basically they said, you know what? We're all sitting down at a table. We're all behaving reasonably. We want something. You want something. Let's take another week and see if we can't iron this out. Is it what that sounds like democracy to me, June?
Absolutely. This is democracy in action in the best form. It is a process. So people work through things, they compromise, they develop ideas and work them out together, present them to everybody. So definitely, this is exactly what democracy is all about.
Well,
we see it in the United States, and it's happening here.
One of the things that upsets me is a lot of the news media will cover only the attacks, only the bombings, only the negative things this week. And I know that we need to cover those, but when they report about the Constitution being delayed a week, that's what they'll focus on, unfortunately, rather than focusing on what you and our military, you and the other civilians and our military are doing, which is to provide the Iraqis the kind of an environment where they can have this kind of deliberation to create this kind of an opportunity to build really what is a brand new nation.
I think people need to remember that under the previous regime, no one would have even been able to think such thoughts that they have here. To think that you would have an opportunity to decide and present your own ideas and about freedom and how your country is going to be ruled by you and all your fellow citizens.
Mm-hmm.
That was not even an opportunity, not an option, under the former regime. This whole concept, no opportunities at all. And some people need to remember that. And they really do need to remember that democracy is a process. Sometimes it's a little more painful than other times. But it truly is what works. It's what gives everybody an opportunity to speak their mind and to present their own choices.
Right. Well, democracy is not a chia pet. It takes time. You can't just pour water on it and expect it to sprout overnight. Talk to us about the women in Iraq. As a woman yourself over there doing what you're doing, I know you meet a lot of Iraqi women over there. What is their attitude about their prospects for the future in this new Iraq?
Well, I think they are extremely optimistic. There has been a great deal of press about whether women under the possible new draft of the Constitution, which we, of course, will not see and for another week, will have true equality. But we, as the United States government, has clearly said, including our Secretary of State and the President and so on, have made it very clear that we feel that this Constitution will provide equality for everyone, all of its citizens, regardless of religion and or gender. Mm-hmm. And that is something that we hold dear in this country and that we want very much for Iraqis to think about and to embrace themselves. I think the women that you meet over here from all walks of life, they're very educated. Many of them have secondary degrees, master's degrees. Many of them speak English, a dual language, have traveled. These are very articulate individuals, and they're also, just like women everywhere, they have families that they want to take care of, they have goals, personal objectives, and they care very much about their country. So there's no difference there from women everywhere else.
Mm-hmm. Well, when we come back, one of the things that June's going to help us with, I want her to quickly tell us a little bit about where the Constitution is, where it got stuck this week, and what they're going to have to iron out over the next few days, and what whether there is a possibility, as we've heard, that this could turn into more of an Islamic state rather than a democracy. That's one of the things we're going to ask her. And also, I happen to know that she's working on some very important infrastructure projects, and I want her to tell us about that, especially one about the stock market in Iraq. And we're going to do that right after these messages. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. The Small Business Advocate, June Reed, is our guest, and she's in Baghdad, Iraq.
Hey, another man today.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend and our hero, June Reed, one of the great heroes in Iraq among the civilians and the military people over there in Iraq who have all volunteers who have volunteered to go over and help the Iraqis build their nation. June, and by the way, folks, June is with the Reconstruction Management Office there in Iraq as a senior consultant, formerly on Wall Street, took a couple of years off from her job to go over and do this. June, where do you think the big sticking point is in the Constitution that got delayed a week?
Well, our reports are that there are a couple of one overriding issue has to do with the difference in terms of federalism. How much power will be to the federal government versus the provincial government?
Right. Sounds a lot like America. Sounds a lot like we
yes.
have in America, doesn't it?
Yes, and I think people need to remember that our Constitution has been amended on numerous occasions. So
right.
It is a living document, and it is a process that essentially never ends. So that's an opportunity always available to Iraq and anybody else who has a democracy and a constitution that it will evolve and change. So it doesn't have to be the end-all or be-all here. It should be a very good document. It needs to protect everyone's rights and provide opportunities.
Mm-hmm.
But just like ours, there are opportunities to, as time evolves and goes on, to change it, to tweak it a bit.
That was the big, argument that was one of the big arguments in our constitutional development was how much power would the federal government have? Some people wanted it to have a lot of power, and some people didn't.
That's correct. We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
250 years later. So
what is what are the possibilities, June? How valid are the concerns that this could become an Islamic state?
I don't really believe that. I think there are too many individuals here in this country that want and believe in a secular society. People are very, very, very interested in having personal freedoms in terms of pursuit of religion and personal thought. And that religion certainly comes under personal thought, and religion is something that's very important to many people here. But they have had many different religions that have been openly practiced in this country for centuries. So there are Christians here. So there are many different opportunities. I do not believe that in the long run that this will be a closed society. I believe it will take us down to be a secular society. It may have a preference one way or the other, but when it comes down to it, be a secular society in which everyone is free to choose and treated equally. They will not get preferential treatment,
right,
depending on their religion.
Well,
and that is what the foundation of that is.
Our Constitution was rife with religious connotations, wasn't it? The Founding Fathers, almost everything that they talked about had some religious connotations. And I really appreciate that report, June, and I feel a whole lot better now hearing what you have to say about what's going on. And we're going to be anxious and excited to see what happens in the next week. And we're all going to be praying for you and for the process as well, June. Talk to us about some of these projects you've been working on. You've got a couple of projects in the hopper that are going to be pretty exciting for the Iraqi economy, aren't they?
Yes, there are many, 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 literally thousands of projects here that people across the board are working on that are everything from capacity building in terms of democracy and understanding what that is to beekeeping, how to do beekeeping. So whole range of things that are happening that probably most people don't know about. Some of the projects that I'm working on very specifically here, and as you know, mine are all focused on trying to develop some important aspect about the private sector. And as senior consultant for the private sector, we are focusing on one of the things is building markets. Mm-hmm. And one of the most important things about building markets is access to capital.
Right.
And in June, over a year ago, not this past June, but the previous June, the stock market was open and reopened, actually. They had a stock market before and it was reopened. And what we have done is now we have committed to automating that market. It will go from a market in which you put the buys and sells of the shares for each of the companies listed on a grease board to having it be like the NASDAQ, which is known as a virtual market. And that is very, very important. It will go to be an ultra-modern market. It will have the potential to assist in creating capital for many, many, many companies here and
which will help take the place of some of the things that you're doing when you come home and when the rest of the Americans come home.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This is very important to build these foundations. So that's just one example of one of the things that we're focusing on.
We've got about 1 minute. Here. What's another project?
Another project we have that's very important is looking at a study for developing economic zones in all of Iraq. So we are going to have special consultants come in and look at the entire country as to where economic zone should be focused and what type of economic zone would create the most business activity for long sustained growth of the private sector here in Iraq.
Right.
Very important opportunities.
Well, and all of these things that you're hearing June talk about, folks, there are American military men and women around the country helping to make that happen. And they're not just being shot at, although that is happening. We know that a lot of Iraq is still a dangerous place. But June, there are a lot of these folks are over there helping you accomplish what you just described, aren't they?
Absolutely. Absolutely. There are thousands of people here who are committed to helping the Iraqis help themselves. That's really the important thing. The Iraqis are our absolute partners, and we want them to lead the way. They are
right.
making choices for themselves.
Thank you, June, for being here. Thank you for what you're doing over there. God bless you, and we appreciate your
Thank
service.
Thank you very much, Jim.
June Reed, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back. I promise we won't let her get away. A great American. I'll be right back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.